Auroras in the solar system. On Earth, an aurora occurs when charged particles from the Sun hit the planet's magnetic field. These charged particles are accelerated in the magnetic field and collide with charged molecules in our ionosphere. The collision causes the emission of a photon. In other words, light. Light will be emitted in different colors. As a rule, recombination of oxygen produces green and reddish light, while nitrogen gives pink, blue or purple. This is the Earth's version on the aurora, but do other planets have their own? Telescope observations and visiting spacecrafts confirm that auroras happen on the gas giants, but also on our neighboring planets Venus and Mars. Yet, not all of them work quite the same way as on Earth. The four gas giants have complex and powerful auroras, somehow not much different from our own. Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system, is home to truly spectacular lights. The planet's magnetic field is in fact 16 times stronger than the Earth's, and auroras can be several times larger than our planet itself. They also never stop, because they are fed by the solar wind as well as a steady supply of charged particles from the volcano moon Io, which has its own aurora too. Northern lights are produced on the night side of the planet in the form of a dawn storm hundreds of times more energetic than a nuclear reactor on Earth, and then continue to the daytime side. Despite its intensity, the Jovian aurora is only visible in either X-rays or ultraviolet light wavelengths, which our eyes cannot see. Saturn's auroras work in a similar way as the Earth's. The main difference resides in the elements involved. Oxygen and nitrogen are here substituted by hydrogen. Consequently, light is emitted in the infrared spectrum at lower altitudes, and ultraviolet higher up. This means that Saturn's aurora is not visible with the human eye, but if it were, it would appear red to purple. Uranus experiences mirroring aurora activity on its poles, usually very short-lived. The reason is still uncertain, but might have something to do with the planet's unusual orientation. Uranus's magnetic axis is not at all in line with its rotation axis, placing the magnetic shield, and the aurora, at some odd, non-ideal angles. Uranus is a funny guy. Its rotation axis is so tilted, that it looks like the planet is rolling on its side while it orbits around the Sun. Neptune, the furthest planet in the solar system, seems to have relatively weak auroras, possibly as a result of its rings, which sweep away much of the plasma particles ejected by the Sun, before they can even reach Neptune's magnetic field. And what of our neighbors, Venus and Mars? Those two do not have a magnetic field to shield them from the solar winds, but still experience aurora-like phenomena. On Venus, evidence suggests that the Sun's own magnetic field may carry all the way out to the planet on the solar wind. That process is enough to create ultraviolet auroras on the planet's night side. The Venusian aurora can sometimes cover the entire hemisphere, but is extremely weak. Mars, unlike Venus, used to have a magnetic field in its youth. Still, remnants of magnetic field can be found in small, scattered areas across the planet's crust. As charged solar particles sweep the planet unshielded, they hit the few existing magnetic patches and produce faint nighttime auroras in the ultraviolet range. Daytime proton auroras also interest the planet, and are caused by interactions between solar charged particles and hydrogen in the thin Martian atmosphere. It's always time to shine in our solar system. Earth's auroras are surely breathtaking, but our fellow planets are not too shabby either.